Welcome to That 80s Show, and I'm Batman. They work.
Wow.
No.
That was sudden and unexpected.
I'm Batman.
Michael Keaton did that in 1989's Batman.
I'm Batman.
No?
All the Batmans do that, don't they?
He did it first.
Yes.
I'm Batman.
And Will Arnett does Lego Batman so well.
I mean, we're going to go out of the 80s.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton, best Batman.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Will Arnett, good Batman.
Very good.
Why does... who played American Psycho? Who is an American Psycho?
Christian Bale.
So I think you're going Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, Will Arnett, Adam West. Best Batmans.
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
I would go with that.
Best Joker?
Jack Nicholson.
Heath Ledger. Thank you. But you gotta go. If Michael Keaton's your best Batman, then Jack Nicholson's gotta be your best Joker.
Yeah.
Has to be.
And Michelle Pfeiffer's your best Catwoman.
Oh, God. Now,
meow.
There we go. Welcome to That 80s Show, this little corner of the internet where we try to talk about 80s stuff, but as the last episode showed, we speak a lot about willies. Willies.
Everyone willies in the 80s.
Everyone had a willy. Everyone still has willies. I don't know what the fuck's going
on. Just a bit hairier in the 80s. More bush.
People did vote for Bush. That is correct. That is something that did happen in the 1980s. So we took a little bit of a break last week. Public holidays. The Easters. Easters. Mm-hmm. Did you eat a lot of chocolates?
Always.
Candies.
Hot cross buns.
Oh, God. You know, I remember back in the 80s, you could only get hot cross buns around Easters.
Now you can get them anytime.
All the time.
And now they have even chocolate chips in them.
Oh, but I'm a purist. As much as I like
the chocolate chip one.
Because when I buy the normal hot cross buns, my daughter's like disgusted at me.
Mm.
She goes, where's the chocolate chip ones? And I'm like,
I know, kids don't like raisins. What
Why?
Is it with kids and raisins?
They didn't grow up in the 80s. Because in the 80s, raisins.
California raisins.
Well, California, but raisins was like
yeah, raisins
a treat.
Was a, thing. Absolutely.
A guava roll. Maybe you found a guava roll in your lunchbox. Ooh. Oh, what a good time.
We were running to the toilet all day.
Guava roll did make you poo. That's quite. Do not eat the full roll. Because sometimes your mom would only give you like one or two.
Yeah.
Like, what do you call it? Slices. See, and mom, why did you give me? I want the full guava roll.
Mm-mm.
Until then, you make a little poopsie roll. Yeah.
Never eat the full guava
roll. Don't eat the full guava roll, as they say in nine
advice
and a half
from,
weeks.
Advice from the pause. Duck yeah. and cover, don't eat the full guava roll.
So, Dory, conveniently we have stumbled upon this topic because a few weeks ago we spoke about Necromantic.
Oh my God. I've actually decided I'm not going to watch it.
You can't, eh?
I don't think I can watch it because I watched that trailer that you
That's
posted.
What I'm saying.
Oh, I felt a bit queasy.
Go back on that 80 show a couple of weeks ago. We posted up the Necromantic. Necromantic. That's how you have to say it now.
Yes.
Necromantic. It's a techno song. And you had to go back. And yes, there was the gore, lots of gory stuff.
I can handle gore, but it was.
There's something
gore.
About that. So
it
basically,
was icky gore.
The
know.
Story of Necromantic, if you forget about it, is if you didn't listen, and go back and listen, we implore. It's a guy who cleans up after crime scenes. Brings home a corpse for him and his wife to sex, and then his wife falls in love with the corpse.
Mm.
And you know, you say corpse, it was a skeleton.
It was a skeleton.
It was
yeah.
a skeleton. And yes, there's a lot of gory stuff in it, but I mean, Dory, that was the clean version of the trailer.
Which is
and
why I'm scared to watch the movie.
There were so many boob shots,
mm.
so much nudity, and so much gore. Mm. And that was the clean version of the trailer.
Mm.
Necromantic.
You did say this was the most banned movie of all time.
It was the most banned movie. Now, why do I bring it up? Because I want to talk to you about the most banned video games of all time.
Oh.
Also coming from the 1980s.
Funny that.
Okay. So, I'd heard about one of these games. It then led me into a rabbit hole of the other two. Produced by the same company. Made by the same company.
Does Leisure Suit Larry feature?
No, Leisure Suit Larry was tame-ish. I fucking loved Leisure Suit Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Typing what he had to do, go touch the titties, and then he wouldn't respond. Like, fuck you, Leisure Suit Larry. If I can't type titties in Leisure Suit Larry, where can I type titties?
Mm.
We weren't typing a lot then.
No.
We didn't have computers. We didn't have phones. We weren't typing all the time.
No.
Typing titties was so titillating. titillating titty typing. We loved it on a Tuesday. We bunked school. No, but Leisure Suit Larry loved Leisure Suit Larry. It's like a little pixel, but there was the thing.
Mm.
The graphics were so, you had to like squint. Ooh, they're doing
a
sick
black pixel.
Wow, look at what they're doing.
Pubic
and then,
hair.
I mean, what? Oh, that's actual real pubic hair on my screen. That's not even in the game. I was a hairy boy.
Mm.
And there was Leisure Suit Larry, and then in the early 2000s, they did another Leisure Suit Larry where he was on a cruise, but there was more, the animation, was the graphics were better. Oh, I loved that game. My wife and I, we weren't married, we were dating. I think we were probably still in college. Oh, we used to play that game.
Mm.
The Leisure Suit Larry game.
Yes.
Not the, and there was one level where you had to trim the perfect bush.
Right.
Yeah. As mm-hmm. a topiary. That's where I learned the word topiary.
Yes.
But the thing was, Leisure Suit Larry's got to trim the perfect bush. So it was not Leisure Suit Larry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, let me start from the worst, from, I'm going to take them up in kind of extreme. So it was, they were all made by the same company called Mystique/Playaround. I'm sure they had to change the names. Okay. So the first one coming out in 1982 is a game called Bachelor Party.
Okay.
Okay. Which is, I'm going to put the videos of all of these at 80 Show or in the show notes. Go take a look because I'll do my best to describe them. Do you know Pong?
Yes.
Or not Pong, like brick, like a brick blast game. So imagine a game where you got a whole bunch of bricks at the top,
yes,
and then you got
yes.
a little thing at the bottom, and the ball's bouncing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, and you got to break all the bricks. It's one of those games. But now, okay, still, this was played in 1982. Now think of those graphics. We're playing in an Atari 2600. So this is like basic graphics. So you're bouncing the little balls off that, okay? But imagine the ball is a nude man with an erection.
Okay.
And the bricks, nude woman.
Okay.
Right. So now you're bouncing this little nude man with an erection, bouncing against these women.
Does
in a game called Bachelor
penetrate
Party.
Penetrate them as he bounces on them?
So you're a bachelor having one last hurrah before tying the knot. The goal, bounce your pixelated self off a trampoline or bed, who knows, mm-hmm. and collide with as many women as possible. When the contact is made, the woman disappears and you score a point. Your stamina meter goes up and down depending on how well you're doing. Break bricks, get laid, don't run out of juice. That's the game.
Wow.
Now, think,
I mean, if you read into that.
I mean, there's so
once
much.
Once you've bumped into her, she disappears.
Yeah, because like, you're at a bachelor party.
Yeah.
We spoke last episode, Jean-Claude Van Damme, right? Did he play this game?
Probably.
You know, is this why he needed 5 Romanian prostitutes, you know, to play bachelor party real life? Mm. Some people like this, you can go to Squid Game, people put on Squid Game events. So this is what people are doing.
Yeah.
Right? So this was the game. Now, the nudity, the concept, the sex was interpretive at best.
Because it was pixels, right?
It was pixels. And yeah. Now, these brick blaster games, the little nude man, all he had was, it was the little ball.
Yeah.
But it had a little sprite sticking out of it, symbolizing an erection. The pictures of women weren't even women.
Mm.
They were just told you those are women. And you're going, okay. Okay. But that one was pretty lame.
Sounds pretty lame.
Okay. There was another thing that happened in the 80s when you used to go into like bars, or your dad would take you into a bar, said, I'm just going to meet a friend. My dad had bars. And there was always like the nudie machine in the corner. And you
What's
could
the
like.
Nudie machine?
So you, it's like gambling machines.
Yeah.
And you play like, it's like slot machines, but they're slot machines. So
okay.
Instead of sevens, women's.
And then
nude
what,
woman.
You win money?
Yeah, or you got to do things. And then the women take their clothes off, little pixels.
That's
all.
Like those pins.
Yeah, I love the pins.
The turning upside down pin.
God, those pins, I'm even miming
and
it.
The glasses. You used to get glasses as well.
Drink glasses, shot glasses,
yes.
Yeah. So when you fill that up with booze, the woman is clothed. And then
as soon as you turned it over.
She was a nudie.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're disgusting
the
in the 80s.
The 80s were just all about nude women.
That
like,
was so great. Well, Dory.
Yeah.
You know, I think the theme of the last show was about a lot of willies. There's a lot of nude women in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next game is called Custer's Revenge. Now, you've heard of General Custer. He's an American guy.
Yes. You've heard of him?
You're Custer's last stand. I don't know who he is, what he does. Some guy.
General.
Some general, right?
fighting something.
So in this game, now listen to this. Listen to this fucking premise of this game, right? Same company released it, Mystique.
Yeah.
You play as a naked General George Custer, naked, wearing only a cowboy hat and boots, sporting a visibly pixelated erection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, this game was released in 1980, also early 80s, but later than Bachelor Party.
Right.
So the graphics were getting a little bit better. You could make out that that's possibly a man.
Right.
You can make out his boots, but it's still like sprites, little pixels.
Got
okay?
it.
Your mission was to cross the screen, dodge flying arrows, and reach a tied-up Native American woman to have non-consensual sex with her.
Wow.
That's literally the game.
And it specifically says non-consensual.
Well, I mean, she's tied up.
Yes.
And what are you doing?
Yeah.
Could you do, 'cause, so they didn't have the graphics for you to untie her and for her to consent. You're just taking your little nude man with his erection, dodging arrows to get
Maybe
to her.
Maybe it was consensual.
She was stay tied up. I've seen the video.
That can still be consensual.
Okay. Okay. So we're assuming here. But again, position of power.
Mm-hmm.
He's an American general. She's a young Native American girl. Right?
It was a forbidden relationship.
I don't think so.
I'm trying to spin something positive on this.
So the immediately was condemned by activists, indigenous groups, women's rights organizations, and basically
can
anyone.
You imagine? Yeah.
Anyone.
Thought that that was a good idea.
So this developer, this company, they were like, listen, there are no fucking rules to video games. We can do whatever we want. There's no rating. There's no grading.
Yeah.
Nobody sees these things because video games aren't big yet.
Yeah.
Right? But there are people. Now, you think about it. The nerdcore who have access to computers at that stage in the 80s. Think about the people who had access to computers at that stage.
People who had watched Revenge of the Nerds.
Exactly. Describe these sorts of people. We're talking, I mean, you know, the basement dweller.
Yeah.
Like we're
the
talking.
Stereotype.
But
the stereotype.
These guys invented the stereotype.
Yes.
These guys were the type.
And creepy is the word that comes to mind.
Perverts.
Yeah.
With computers. Like imagine the level of person.
Sweaty.
Because we all know the first guy who had a computer. Think of in your life in the 80s, the first guy who had a computer.
Yep.
Think, he's a little bit off, right? In my mind's eye, the guy.
Yeah.
He was weird. He was a bit of a weirdo. So these are the guys, and this is who they're making it for, right? And they were just like, we're going to make this shit. We're going to do whatever we want. There's no rating. We can do anything with pixels. And they don't even have to be good. As long as the cover is suggestive, people go, well, that's definitely what's fucking happening in this game.
Mm.
Definitely. I don't give a shit.
Did it have like a age restriction?
There was no such thing.
Nothing.
There was no such thing.
Kids could have bought these games.
But you couldn't buy it. It was like an underground traded thing. Mm. Think of it. This is early computer stuff, Dory.
Yeah.
This is early. Yes, a kid could have bought it. A kid probably did buy it.
Yeah.
You know, this was the thing. The brother calls the kid in the room. Hey, you got to come check this out. I was there. I was that kid. I never brought that. All the cousins. I had all the friends. I said, come look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Come look at this. I'm going to play slot machines.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what happened. We saw the shit. But this is what do we call this? This is like the Godfather, you know, movie trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Star Wars of Mystique's catalog. A game called Beat 'em and Eat 'em.
Uh-oh.
What would you think, based on the track record of this company, this game could be about?
Eggs.
Yeah, okay.
You can beat 'em and eat 'em.
Ayers. People do call them Ayers. So yes. Okay, so... again, on the Atari 2600, you control, now you see, in the other two games, you control the man.
Right.
Right? This is female empowerment.
Okay.
Because now you control two women at the bottom of the screen.
Okay.
And they're running around.
Naked?
There's not a change in pixel colors.
Right.
So they're all one pixel color, so you assume they're naked.
Right.
Because there's not like a green dot and a blue, connotating clothing.
Mm.
So they're all the same pixel color, so yes, naked. Brown pixel at the top, hair, brown pixel right in the middle.
Right.
Bush.
Right.
I don't feel I had to say that, but...
You had to, you know, just clarify.
They say, show, don't tell.
Mm.
I felt like saying bush. Don't judge. So you control two nude women at the bottom of the screen, and your goal is to catch something falling from the top of the screen while this... Okay, let me just read this. You control two nude women at the bottom of the screen, and your goal is to catch droplets of semen falling from a man on the rooftop who is enthusiastically enjoying himself. The game ends if too many drops hit the ground. Beat them and eat them.
Oh my God, you have to catch them in your mouth?
Well, you have to catch them, I assume, well, eat them. This is the game, Dory. And I've seen the game. Again, I'll post a clip, that 80 Show SA Facebook page. There's a clip. You can play these games if you want, as well. You can find an emulator. Yes.
Are and the
you,
droplets also just pixels?
They're little white,
down
they're white pixels.
The
so there is a man, and he gets faster as he goes along and drops more pixels. This and man's
does,
a...
Do the droplets go further?
He's impressive. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, he is so impressive. The more you catch, the more...
He just keeps going.
He just fucking keeps going. I mean, this guy, again, throwback, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Mm. Is this why he needs Romanian prostitutes?
Mm.
Go back to our last show, see what we're talking about. Right? Surprisingly, wow. This game is cited as one of the worst video games of all time and definitely the most offensive. This one triggered everyone to go, you know what? Fuck this shit. We need rules.
Yeah.
We need ratings. This can't go on.
I'm wondering if the people either making it or playing it got some sort of sexual enjoyment from it. Or if it was just a funny game.
So I can't find any information from Mystique, but I'm willing to bet that this was a whole empire. They were doing pornos, they were doing magazines, they were doing... They had to have been doing that.
Yeah.
Because where else are they distributing? They must have had sex shops.
Otherwise you just have somebody throwing, I don't know, Lego or something, and people catching it in their hands. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be.
But again, so all of this is suggestive because it's like you cannot, from looking at this, if you look at this and you're given no context, you don't know what's
going on.
Happening.
Yeah.
You know, think about the graphics of today making a game like that.
Yeah.
Well, what am I doing this afternoon? ChatGPT will help me code this game. But, you know, you think about the graphics of today, then you're just being told. But anyway, so the most banned video games of all time came from the 1980s. We will put the video clips of that 80 Show SA Facebook page. And I will put a link to where you can play them if you are inclined. And I dare you to beat my high score, PTP69. That's me. Knock me out. So speaking of knocking people out, Dory, I imagined this, but I didn't know it, and I didn't know that it ended. Who do you think? Okay, I'm going to tell you one feuder, and you tell me who you think the feudee is.
Okay.
So the feuder is Elton.
Oh, I know the story.
Oh, yes.
I do know. I saw it in the news this week.
Dory.
I had no idea this was a thing.
Me neither. It makes total sense because they're both bitches.
I didn't actually read the articles. So I don't know the details.
Ooh, I'm going to tell
you. But it's Madonna and Elton John.
Madonna and
Elton. Supposedly buried the hatchet. After how many years?
Dory, decades.
Decades. What were they feuding over?
He slammed her for lip syncing.
Oh.
Now, you got to understand, like maybe you've forgotten, maybe you're younger listening to the show. Lip syncing was a bad thing.
Mm.
Nowadays, everyone's fucking lip syncing.
Yeah.
Ooh, but lip syncing.
Back then.
Back
it
then.
And if someone like Elton John would never.
If he said.
Never.
Yeah. So they snapped a photo together behind the scenes at Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live did their 50-year thing. A whole bunch of schlebs were there. And they took a photo together and said, "We finally buried the hatchet," Madonna wrote in the caption. She went to see Elton John perform on SNL this weekend. "I remember when I was in high school and snuck out the house one day to go see him perform live in Detroit." So she was a big fan. Now imagine that. Just think about it, right? That's how this whole feud starts.
Yeah.
So you love Elton John.
Mm.
He's like this icon. Even back then in the 80s, Elton John was fucking, he's still icon.
He was huge in the 70s already.
He's always huge.
Yeah.
So you're sneaking out to go see him and you're loving what he's doing. He's glam. He's over the top. He's setting up a template for you.
Mm.
He's paving, like, I'm going to do that, right? Then you make it and then he says shit about you.
Mm.
So you're going to go, it's either going to destroy me, I'm going to become fucking Madonna.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking take you head on. Elton John.
Mm.
So over the decades, it hurt me to know that someone I admired so much has dislike. His dislike for me was public and he disliked me as an artist. I didn't understand it. I was told Elton John was a musical guest on SNL and I decided I needed to go. I needed to go backstage and confront him. think how badly this could have gone.
All these years, I mean, she would have had access
to him.
Madonna has access to whoever she wants.
But age, Dari.
So she just left it? She just left it all these years and then, like, last week decided now's the time.
Yeah, but I mean, listen.
Yeah, I know age.
And also when you're Madonna, Madonna fucking doesn't answer to anybody.
Busy.
When last do you think, Madonna had an answer to anybody?
Mm.
Madonna has not answered to anybody for over 40 years.
But I'm thinking it obviously wasn't bothering her that much then because she would have sorted it out sooner if it had been.
Madonna's not going to go down in history as one of the greatest vocalists of all time.
No.
Right? She can sing, no doubt about it. She's not going to go down. And it's pop music, right? Yeah. And I dare you to say, has Elton John not lip-synced at least once since then?
I wonder.
But anyway, you're Madonna. I don't fucking answer to anybody.
Yeah.
She hasn't answered to anybody since the 80s. Is she going to go worry about Elton John? Anyway.
I'm saying is it's also wasn't bothering her.
No,
much.
But also...
Yeah.
Time, you've got, yes. You know, feuds. We can't. You know, Elton.
We don't know how long Elton's going to be out.
That's
every
what I'm
year,
saying.
We're amazed he's still here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know? So she goes, you know what? I don't want to carry this with me.
Mm.
I want to be the bigger person.
Yeah.
So she approached him. When I met him, the first thing out of his mouth was, forgive me. And the wall fell down.
Oh my goodness. So he had been thinking about it all this time.
Within minutes, we were hugging. Oh my God. Hey.
It's actually really sad.
It really bothered him.
Oh my goodness.
The feud dates back actually only to 2004.
Okay.
It's about a 20-year feud here.
Mm.
Okay. Elton John publicly insulted Madonna while accepting the award for classic songwriter. Quoted Elton John, this was at the Q Awards. Mm-hmm. Madonna, best live act? Fuck off. Since when has lip syncing been live? Sorry about that, but when I think everyone who lip syncs on stage in public when you pay like 75 quid to see them should be shot. Thank you very much. That's me off her Christmas card list, but do I give a toss? No. That's what those are harsh words.
I agree with him.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so was she lip syncing at her concerts?
So this is what, well, there must have been a whole live act thing. So yeah. It was saying here that she won the award for best live act.
Mm.
Now, best live act isn't about your singing. Best live act is about this show.
Absolutely.
And Madonna, she, you took Taylor Swift eras.
For someone to lip sync. I refuse. Like, I don't care. I don't care if it doesn't sound as good as the CD. The whole point is it's not supposed to be the same.
Have you seen Madonna? Have you been to a Madonna concert?
I haven't been to a concert, but I've seen stuff on screen.
Listen, you kind of go, like, there are certain artists that you go, I want to see them sing.
Mm.
There are other people you go, fuck, Madonna. Like, I know you're probably lip syncing, but you're dancing. You're swinging off stuff. You're doing, you're upside down. Like, I know you're probably not singing, but fuck, what a show.
I mean, when we saw Bananarama when they came out, yeah. And they were very much lip syncing.
And we
modern
had.
Modern talking.
But
very much lip syncing.
We had no show.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. You get nothing there.
Well, exactly. So that was like not cool because then it was like, well, what are we doing here?
So Elton John said that in 2004. In 2012, when Madonna landed the Super Bowl halftime show, he kept it going. He said, good morning, America. And he said, Madonna, I have a message for you. Make sure you lip sync good. At the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, he's such a bitch.
Her tour is a disaster and it couldn't happen to a bigger C word. Rhyming, I imagine, with punt.
So, this feud was all coming
from
Elton.
It seems like a lot of him. If Madonna had any common sense, she would have made a record like Ray of Light, stayed away from the dance stuff, and just been a great pop singer and made great pop records, which she does brilliantly. But no, and she looks like a fucking fairground stripper. What a bitch. I have to find him actually saying these things.
And she, when you say feud, you imagine it's both
ways.
Sides? I've not seen anything that she said nasty about him.
And Dori, this is from Variety. So yeah. They're going to give you the proper story. This isn't scandalous clickbait stuff. Like nothing yet is what she said or how she's reacted.
He's just taking all this abuse.
He said she's a shit singer. She's a stripper.
What a fairground
stripper.
Oh my God.
And he called her a C word. Dori, not even I say the C word on the show. Yes. I say it in my day-to-day life.
Yes.
Not even I say the C word.
No, it has to be reserved for certain occasions.
That's a huge word.
Yeah.
But it's all under the bridge now. Madonna did end her post with a tease to fans. Elton told me he had written a song for me and wanted to collaborate. It was like everything coming full circle. Now, I don't know who wrote this, but Brandy Carlile wrote on this post, whatever happens to this country, the gays won today, folks. Elton John and Madonna collaborating. Fucking end it. End the whole thing.
I wouldn't have forgiven him so easily. He said some nasty stuff.
You know what? He's an old man. Maybe people in Hollywood know stuff. Maybe they're hearing things.
Yo.
But
he just said, forgive me. That's all. I'd be like, you got to work harder than that, dude.
No, but
after what you said.
But how's that? She approached him because she's like, I can't let this go on anymore. And he's like, anyway. But anyway, that's a great story to start.
No, it is a great story. It is a great story. I actually am surprised by how nasty he was. I'm just a bit shocked.
You know, but also, like we've been saying, like Elton John's doing his final tours and things like that. You know, the man's winding down. He understands. Yeah. He sees the end.
Yeah.
You spoke the other day about like his greatest regret now. He's not going to see his sons get married. So it's like he's seeing all his kids get married. I don't know if he's got two sons. Anyway,
I don't know.
He won't see his kids get married. So he's like, he goes, you know what? I've been a dick. And Elton John hasn't been picture perfect.
No.
You know, he was rapscallion-ish.
I imagine very difficult.
Very.
Difficult. Very. Person. Very diva.
So that is a super group. I cannot. When that song comes out, you know we're going to be all over it, you and I. That is going to keep us in content. Good. No, it's going to keep us in content for weeks. 80s people coming together.
Good. I hope it like actually sounds good.
And Madonna, definitely. What sort of song do you think it's going to be?
Ballad. Do you think it's going to be a new song or is he going to like...
Oh, he said, I wrote a song for you.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not going to do a Dua Lipa type thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So he said, I wrote a song for you.
Huh.
Fuck. Hey.
Okay.
Anyway, good news for everybody on that 80s show. We like to, and maybe this is bad news for you because we like to go to the video store of our minds and pick out a movie, a podcast, imagine that, a podcast store that you went in there and all these podcasts on the wall and you plugged your little.
Oh, yeah. As opposed to, you mean the virtual one that we all use?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose the virtual one's more practical. Anyway. So, Dory, what do you have for us this week?
Hello. I have something that is, again, a bit of a cheat. But I'm sure that everybody has watched this show by now.
Oh, yes.
I have one episode to go. But how could I not talk about it on our show? There is a series on Netflix at the moment called The Residence. Are you aware of it?
I have seen the name.
Yes. I was ignoring it. I was like, this... Yes. Doesn't look like my thing.
Just on that, right? So, did you add it to your list on Netflix?
I did.
So my wife
After I was told to.
Okay. My wife and I were looking for something to watch the other day. Okay. Yeah. So I know The Residence. I did not add to my list.
Okay.
So we're saying, okay, well, I don't know what, let me go through my list. So I'm scrolling through my list and my wife goes, is that your list? I said, yeah. She goes, it just looks like fucking Netflix. You just add everything to your list.
Oh.
I was like, yeah. I said, it's just like a random collection. She says, there's no theme.
So
there's
this
no
is
anything.
The problem, right? My list consists of stuff I've already watched. And stuff I want to watch.
I know, and all that because happens, I just watch Seinfeld and Friends
stuff
again.
If I've already watched off my list, then Netflix is going to think I don't like it.
That, I know. What
and
if it's,
I don't want Netflix to misunderstand me as much as it already does.
I know. So, have you ever tried to trick Netflix by liking weird stuff and then it doesn't know you?
No, I don't want to do that. I'm very careful how I rate.
Okay, let's stop talking about the Netflix algorithm.
Yeah.
But anyway, the movie, the TV show, Residence.
The TV show, The Residence, which was not really on my radar. I had heard that it was good, but I had not paid any attention to it. I saw that the woman who played Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black was the main star. I like her.
Oh, yes. That's where she's from.
Yes. She's also been in other things, but that's always what I think of when I see her. I had not paid any attention to it. Then one of my colleagues at work said to me, oh, my God, are you watching The Residence?
Right.
I was like, no, I wasn't really going to. She said, do yourself a favor. So then the other night I was like, all right, let me give it a shot. Dude, there's so much to it.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, it is not set in the 80s. It is not from the 80s. But one of the stars, I'm going to start. One of the stars is Kylie Minogue.
Wow. Okay. Jeez. Yeah.
She's one of the people.
Chuck her into the Elton John.
Playing herself, by the way.
No ways.
Playing herself. Look, she's not... one of the main cast members.
You can't afford Kylie.
She's there. No.
To be the main, you can't afford that.
Let me give you the basic story. It's a murder mystery set in the White House on the night of a state dinner with the Australians. So basically the Australian Prime Minister and other ministers, and then they have Australian celebrities there. Kylie Minogue literally starring as herself, and then they hint that Hugh Jackman is there, but you never see him. So it's obviously someone pretending to be Hugh Jackman,
right.
But it is really him in the show.
Okay.
But they don't really have Hugh Jackman on the show.
Maybe they do have
so
Hugh
keep
Jackman.
Having a guy that you see him from the back, you see him, like you see his arms.
You got one episode left.
I've got one episode left. Imagine that they reveal that it's really
definitely going to be Hugh Jackman.
That would be so funny.
Definitely be Hugh Jackman.
No, I don't think so. I really, that would have been a, well, maybe.
They got Kylie, they're going to get Hugh Jackman.
I know.
Yeah.
Murder mystery, very much made to look like Clue.
Okay, cool.
Where it's the different rooms, potential weapons. It's a mystery. I still have one episode to go. I have no idea who done it yet.
Okay.
There has been lots of red herrings and misdirection.
How long's an episode?
Around an hour, and there's eight episodes.
Mm.
The last episode is an hour and a half, which is why I haven't got to it yet.
Okay.
It was too late last night for me to finish.
A lot of time. All right.
Yes, hour and a half. But yeah. I'm going to get to it tonight.
I definitely got Hugh Jackman if it's an hour and a half.
I don't know.
It's definitely been fucking Hugh Jackman.
That's not even the best part.
All right.
That is not even the best part. I will mention, but I'm not going to give it away because there's a really cute little Breakfast Club joke in one of the episodes.
Nice.
But if you blink, you miss it. But the main reason I want to talk about this show, there is a character in the show. He plays the pastry chef. I'm looking at him. I'm going, oh my God, this guy's so familiar. Who the hell is this? I go into IMDb. Paolo. Bronson Pinchot.
How can you not recognize fucking Balki Bartokomous?
And Serge.
I knew. Sorry,
Balki,
but,
Serge.
Fuck.
All these things.
Is he outrageous?
He is outrageous.
God, I'm so into the show.
His
you know what the thing is? I cannot. The main actress, I don't like her, but we got Kylie Minogue,
yeah.
Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah.
Are you going to name any of the other actors or can I ruin it?
You can do it. Do it.
Giancarlo Esposito,
yeah.
Randall Park, Jason Lee, Ken Marino.
Yeah,
this is
getting to Jason Lee.
This
Jason
is a
Lee's
romp.
Character is hilarious.
Jane Curtin, you mentioned her when you watched
exactly.
30. Oh my word!
Exactly, Jane Curtin's amazing in it.
Why am I not watching this story?
You need to watch it. You really need to watch it.
Balki fucking Bartokomous was making
highly entertaining
croissants.
Highly entertaining, and. Yeah, I was watching with my kid and I was saying, oh my God, I have to do this on the show because Balki Bartokomous. Of course, my kid was like, what did you just say? And then I said, Beverly Hills Cop, Serge. And then it was understanding.
Dari, your recommendation makes me so happy that now we should do the dance of joy.
We should.
Hey, 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 ha, ha, done.
So yes, lots of 80s-ness.
Sure. Fantastic.
But mainly... for Balki. Watch it for Balki.
Oh, Dari, this is a fantastic recommendation. It's got something for everybody. It really does. This is a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
I don't like that actor. Maybe I'm...
No, you'll like her in it. She's very...
Okay.
She's not acting as crazy as.
Okay. Is she in it a lot?
She is the main...
She's the main character.
Character, yeah.
Okay, listen, you know what?
It's worth it.
I'll do it for Balki. Great recommendation, The Residents.
Mm.
Something. Okay, I'm in.
Jason Lee is so funny. I recognized.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very recognized.
Does he shit palm anybody?
No.
Hashtag more rats. No. Okay. All right.
Oh my God, I had forgotten that.
I think about it daily.
I'm sure you do. So funny, when I think of more rats, I think of Ethan Suplee looking at the picture.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
Just not being able to see the picture.
The 3D.
That's like my main thing when I think of more rats.
Fucking More Rats is a fantastic movie.
It really is.
I mean, there's that one. My favorite scene is when Ben Affleck and Shannon Doherty's character when they hook up in the lift. No, who is. Oh, it's Jason Lee when he hooks up with her in the lift. He comes back beatboxing. After they just had sex in the lift. Jason,
oh my God,
Jason
Lee
is,
it again.
Jason Lee is everyone's phenomenal in that.
Yeah.
Everyone's phenomenal in that. Well done, The Residents. That is a good one. Dari, my movie is, it's a very bizarre, odd movie, but it's a mainstream thing. Not a weird people would have seen this. I suspect you would have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pop on your headphones so you can experience what the listeners are experiencing right now as I play you the trailer for my movie. And I want you to come over and watch it.
You know, what happened to Sunny can happen to any of you girls.
I really don't think so.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because none of the other girls have you protecting them, Mr. Scudder.
There's been a murder, remember? You do remember what happened to your hooker friend, Sunny.
She told me she was scared of you. I told that the homicide. And you're a suspect. The suspect. So am I! Now we're going to continue with this adversary relationship, huh? You're going to help me find out why she was scared.
What about Angel Maldonado?
What about him?
Did she see him? Was she seeing him?
Why don't you ask Angel?
Maldonado deals in keys.
All I know is Angel's been trying to get a chance to go into business.
There's a dead body, an ex-cop who's a friend of a pimp.
I hate money, man. If it's new, it cuts your fingers. If it's old, it stinks.
See, what I gotta do is I gotta get a buy-in to Angel.
He's my customer, man. I'm not his.
Well, let's not play that game. You wanna play that game?
I could play that game,
man. I wanna do a little business with you.
45 minutes, Pier 20 in San Pedro.
I just wanna show you here. Who's gonna make the rules here today?
Now, Dory, that movie is called 8 Million Ways to Die, and I felt that I had to show you that trailer. I had to play it, because even though Dory has had the privilege of seeing it, it's there in your show notes. Just go have a look. It'll be on that 80 Show SA Facebook page. Just hearing that, you go, wow, what a fucking movie. So it stars. What a cast. You saw Jeff Bridges in there?
Jeff Bridges with a mustache.
Fucking, how handsome is Jeff Bridges? That
I mean,
is leading,
man.
He's
always handsome.
He's always handsome.
But he even looks good with a mustache.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
It has...
I have heard of this movie, but I don't think I ever watched it.
Exactly.
Definitely
don't.
Heard of it.
It
Rosanna
also,
Arquette.
Stars Rosanna Arquette.
Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia is a greasy...
Gonna talk
villain.
Like this. What you don't see there is his little ponytail.
Oh,
he's got
greasy.
Very greasy man. He's got a ponytail. He talks like
the
that
villain.
The whole movie. He's the villain. So, Dory, this is film is set in L.A. It's supposed to be very L.A. noir type of movie.
Yes.
Jeff Bridges is a disgraced cop. And he befriends a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk a little bit about that. Mm. Befriends a prostitute who winds up dead. Sunny, as you would have heard in there.
Yes.
So then he gets hired by one of her friends to protect him and to solve... how Sunny got killed.
To protect her.
Protect yes. her. Sorry, yes. yes. Protect her. To solve how Sunny got killed.
Mm.
And then, of course, Andy Garcia. That's one of his hoes.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ruin my whole
Is
business.
He the pimp?
He's a pimp. He's a drug dealer. He's everything. He's a general bad guy. Wears a white suit. Got a ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me at the Florida Keys, even though they're in L.A.
I know. It had very Miami Vice vibe.
So, Dory, I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
So, this is the problem with this movie, right?
Right.
So, it was written by... The director was a guy called Hal Ashby. Okay.
I know the name.
You know him.
I do know the name.
It was written by Oliver Stone.
Ooh.
Right? So... I mean, this movie, why did it fail? Good director, Oliver Stone.
Hmm.
Somewhere along the line, the studio gets involved and they goes, you know what? Like, I understand what sort of movie, because you can imagine what sort of movie Oliver Stone's written. It was based on a book.
Yes.
A very L.A. Noir type of detective book.
Right.
Oliver Stone writes the screenplay. He's like, you know what type of movie he's making. Got Jeff Bridges. He can do the good stuff. And he got, like, everyone here is like, good, top class.
Mm.
The studio comes in and they goes, you know what's hot right now? Miami Vice. Do that.
Ooh.
So what they did, they completely rewrote the score to say more synth.
Yeah.
We want more synth.
Well, I mean, all I heard was Tears for Fears there.
Right.
Like,
and right through is like so synthy. So, and I love a bit of synth wave.
Yeah.
But exactly, there was. I hope that wasn't Tears for Fears so that I can keep it in the podcast. It
sounded very Tears for Fears. Just going to say that.
But they never said shout.
No.
So maybe
the music
it's
was very
just enough.
Distinctive.
It's just enough. And then they said, I want to lighten it up because obviously it had been shot like L.A. Noirish, dark, gritty,
yeah,
dirty L.A. No, lighten the whole thing up.
It was very light, very bright.
I mean, even the logo, when it pops up in the title, 8 yeah. Million Ways to Die.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so neon Miami Vice-ish. And that's what fucked the whole movie up, because they're like, no, we won Miami Vice. But not in Miami.
I really did get that vibe from it. I almost expected to see Don Johnson appearing in his loafers.
Exactly.
Almost.
Exactly. And that's what fucks this whole movie up, right?
Explains it. But I've definitely heard of it.
8 Million, we've all heard of it. Don't be confused
by... I don't know why it's never been on my radar for the show, though.
One of the noirish things that they have to do is that Sonny is played by Alexandra Paul,
yeah,
who was in Baywatch. We'll know her mostly from Baywatch, and she was the stripper prostitute escort that got killed. Dory, there is so much. When the only times that they're dark or that they do have a different style and they got very different is on the sexual type scenes. Now, of course, because yeah. it involves prostitutes, there's a champagne seduction scene.
Ooh.
Ooh, where they flirt, drink champagne, and undress in slow motion to saxophone music.
Of course. What else would you do?
There's a striptease conversation. So Sonny, who passes away, and Scudder, who is Jeff Bridges' character, they have a conversation where, as they banter back and forth, they strip in front of each other.
Okay.
Arquette has a shower scene.
Hmm?
No reason to have it. Does not fit into the movie whatsoever.
But it's there.
And there's even a drug-fueled orgy suggestion. They don't go all the way to it, but the direction in here definitely goes, we want to do Wall Street meets Miami Vice. What would an orgy like that look like? And then they never have it, but they lead to it. And that's where the movie looks nothing like the rest of it in those four scenes. But I've got to tell you something. I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Despite it being a bit of a mess, and if you watch it with 80s tinted lenses, it's not a bad movie.
Proving it looked watchable.
That good actors yes. can carry anything.
Yes, because they are good actors.
No.
There was some funny scenes, like just in the trailer, that made me go, hmm.
Yeah.
There was a scene where like some guy just punches Jeff Bridges, like weirdly.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot of nonsense in there. I was reading about Hal Ashby, as they say, he's a director, but his background was an editor. So when doing stuff, he would just shoot everything
yeah.
and then kind of fix it up and edit, where they took him off the movie. So kind of he just had all this stuff going nowhere. They're trying to make it look like Miami Vice. But anyway, 8 Million Ways to Die. Give it a watch. It is on YouTube.
Okay.
So you can...
I will do that.
Have a look at that. I want to wrap up the show telling you about the latest from David Hasselhoff.
Yay, we went two shows in a row talking about the Hoff.
That's what I'm saying. So obviously,
so unusual.
his ex-wife did pass away, but David Hasselhoff was not at her funeral.
Mm.
Oh, so it started the gossip mill going. And no comment from him, no justification why he wasn't at the funeral. He just wasn't there. And then people are putting two and two together because his daughter... The yes. daughter that they share, she's filed a legal claim for her mom's estate because she died without a will.
Ooh.
So all his money going to come between the families. But it's a face-off.
Isn't him and the daughter not on good terms? Remember, she was the one who filmed him.
That's the one.
Drunk.
Surely that. I mean, if Elton John and Madonna can find peace, surely you can forgive your daughter.
So hang on. If she didn't have a will, would it not automatically go to the child?
Well, I don't know.
Him and her aren't married anymore.
It doesn't say, but I suppose she just wants to make sure of it. You know what I'm saying? And also, how much could belong to the Hoff? We don't know what they're. Marriage situation was like. We don't know how the divorce ended. We don't know what he left. We don't know what he gave. So people are speculating, Dory, as they always do with the 1980s. Is this the next feud we cover in that 80s show? Anyway, this has been that 80s show. Everything we spoke about can be found at 80s show SA on Facebook. And you can find all the things we spoke about in the show notes, Dory.
Yes.
Are you feeling that if Elton John and Madonna... can make peace. Can you make peace with the enemies in your life? You don't have enemies. You don't hold grudges.
I try not to have enemies.
No. I have vendettas.
Except for people who don't like the 80s.
No.
I have no time for them.
I have a vendetta against a lady at yoga that told me my mat was upside down. No reason. She was across the room.
She told you your mat was... How is your mat upside down?
Exactly.
The mats are reversible.
Exactly. She said my mat's the wrong way around.
That's funny.
You know? I mean...
Was it because it was curling upwards?
No, it was a flat mat. Oh. You know? Huh. I mean, if you have an upside down mat or an errant mat or a wrong way mat in your life.
I feel like there's a reality show waiting to be made, The Yoga Diaries.
So she's my enemy.
Okay, fair enough.
I've got a lot of...
feud with her.
But I think we could... Because it's yoga. So afterwards you're like, okay, I feel relaxed now.
Maybe you can be all zen.
Yeah. Do you have a feud with the Uber driver that drove into the back of your car?
I mean, in theory, he's totally blocked me and I can't get hold of him.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting my access back. Long story.
Yeah.
So I have to let that go.
Feud.
So funny, one of my friends said to me, is he should be giving you free rides because he messed up your... I'm like, I would not get in a car with him.
Good point, Dory.
Come on.
Great call.
He drove into me.
Do not get in a car with an Uber driver who drove into you.
Yeah, because he's not a good driver.
Zero stars.
Zero.
Thanks for joining me, Dory. Goodbye.
Bye.